Plan Campaign 2020 rolls on here on WTOP. We've closed another chapter in the election cycle with the final debate in Nashville last night. On the back of his performance, President Trump raised $26 million overnight. It's a one-day record for that campaign. The president is telling reporters at the White House he's handling COVID.
I always take responsibility, and I've done a great job, and the people around me have done a great job.
Democratic challenger Joe Biden is brushing off accusations that his coronavirus strategy would ruin our economy.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
And Biden spoke in Wilmington, Delaware.
We've got about 11 days until the election. Glenn Kessler is the editor-in-chief writer of the Washington Post Fact Checker. He got on Skype with Dimitri to talk about the false things the two candidates said on the debate stage last night.
In general, I have to say, most of the untruths were made by Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. Joe Biden, who has his history of making exaggerated statements, was on pretty good behavior.
And so speaking of COVID, is one of the big ones that we're rounding the corner, that everything is going quite well when, in fact, we have hospitals reporting a surge in infections.
For President Trump, he's been rounding the corner on the coronavirus basically since February. I can come up with a list of about a dozen or two dozen times that he has said that, but it never turns out to be true, and we are right now in another surge.
On the Joe Biden side of the ledger, if you will, what was not quite right on Thursday evening?
He said that the trade deficit had gone up with China. It went up, I believe, a little bit in Trump's first year, but then it's been going down ever since because Trump started the trade war and there just wasn't nearly as much trade between the U.S. and China. The trade deficit is something that President Trump obsesses over, but it's really not that particularly important. What's more important is the overall level of trade. So the fact that the trade deficit went down with the United States is not necessarily a good thing because it actually meant lots of farmers weren't able to sell goods to China. But Biden was definitely wrong about that. At one point, he made an assertion that his son had never done any business in China. I don't think that's right. His son went on the board of an investment fund after Biden left the vice presidency. It's possible Biden was talking about when he was vice president, not afterwards. He made an assertion about the number of incarcerated people that were released under President Obama, and he got the numbers wrong. He seemed to have mixed up the number of people that were actually given early release through pardons and that sort of thing, as opposed to release from federal prison.
Was there another exchange that caught your eyes and ears that you'd like to share?
In our fact check, we did 25 claims. 23 of them were by Trump. So he did things where Biden mentioned that Trump had once said maybe you should inject bleach to prevent COVID-19. And Trump said he was kidding on that. That's totally false. You look at the video. He was not kidding. He was deadly serious. He said Nancy Pelosi was dancing in the streets of Chinatown as the coronavirus emerged. Totally false. It's a weird thing he's obsessed over about a visit Pelosi made to San Francisco's Chinatown as he was taking the crisis rather seriously at a time when Trump was not. He talked about how Biden's chief of staff had said they'd done a catastrophic job during the swine flu pandemic in 2009. Not true. I had looked into that. The chief of staff, Ron Klain, was talking about how you shouldn't put all your hopes in a vaccine because in that instance, the vaccine didn't go as well as they hoped, but in the end, it didn't really matter. And actually, his point is pretty relevant these days because actually Donald Trump puts a lot of emphasis on the vaccine as a cure-all and kind of dismisses other things. And that's why you have this rising caseload. We have been tracking President Trump's false and misleading claims. He's now up to 22,000 in his term as president.
And that is Glenn Kessler. He is the editor-in-chief writer at the Washington Post Fact Checker.